with subject matter that is not suitable for younger audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
This is Where the Wind Blows. Where the wind blows.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this week's new edition of Where the Wind Blows. I'm E.T.
And I'm Kelvin.
And I'm Steph.
And welcome to our new time slot, length. Oh, that just sounds really bad, doesn't it? Welcome to the new length, guys. it's good to be back here. It's nice to actually see the studio and the school where it's, you know, light time. I can look outside and it's sunny.
It's light time?
It's shut up. Yes, it's light time and daytime, and there's light outside and there's people and it's not quiet. So anybody who's walking by can actually, like, you know, be like, oh my God, they're doing a show, instead of like the odd custodian walking by and
security man.
Yeah, I ran a security man. None of them really listened to it, but you know,
there's sun and people.
Exactly. And people who are bored in class. What up?
Or come in the class.
Exactly. And if you are waiting for a class, tune in.
Like those people right there who look really bored.
They do look really bored. We have some stragglers over there. They're
staring at a sign or something.
Or us, because we're awesome.
Yeah.
We are awesome.
Duh.
Duh.
Anyways, guys, weather's beautiful out there. I don't know what the temperature is.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah, there you go. It's hot outside. Actually, according to my BlackBerry, it is 23 degrees out there. You know what? It's better than having that, you know, cold stuff we've been having over the last week or so. So it's nice to have some nice weather.
There's no AC in here.
What happened to it?
I don't know.
Oh, it broke again?
I guess.
Oh, damn it.
I don't know about you guys. What are you talking about, cold weather? In Waterloo, it's been hot.
Well, like before that.
Yeah.
It's still been
hot. Remember when you went to that thing for that orientation maze haunted house thing? It was pretty cold.
It was also like midnight.
Yeah, that's true. Very true, very true, very true. So Kelvin, tell us about your class this morning.
It was interesting. And what's more interesting about it is that some of our students might be switching classes.
Oh yeah?
By random.
Uh-oh.
Which means some of our students might be in your class.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
This could be interesting.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Not a lot of people like the idea.
No.
So, yeah.
There's a little bit of conflict between some people between the two blocks, and it could get a little bit awkward.
No, just because the other classes, they're
didn't like the 8:30.
No, they're lacking of people.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, because that's what Chris was saying to us. But, yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to say names here.
No, we don't.
That should be interesting.
Keep it on the DL.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm excited to be kept posted on this.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Of course you are. How was your orientation week, Steph?
My orientation week was fun. I played some interesting games that, you know, I didn't really understand the point of. And went to a funny show. There was Haunted House. I played that thing with the giant Q-tips where you try and knock people over.
That kind of sounds like Wipeout.
Pretty much, yeah.
Sweet.
There was a lot of like inflatable stuff that you had to go into and do challenges, like the giant Q-tips. There was some sort of laser tag thing in a giant
laser tag?
In a giant inflatable spaceship.
Oh, that's amazing.
With an alien on the top.
That's amazing.
It was quite exciting.
Nice. We never had orientation week, did we, Kelvin?
We did, but kind of.
Well, we did. It just wasn't as exciting. We'd never really had laser tag.
We don't have laser tag.
That's amazing.
Did you have a big football game?
No.
We had a big
football game. Our school has football, just obviously just not this campus.
And yeah. We had a carnival complete with the school mascot.
This is
and,
BS.
Yeah, what's going on?
Booths that gave away free stuff, cotton candy, popcorn, barbecue, everything's free.
I don't think we're streaming.
We're not? What? Really? It says we are.
I'm not hearing anything.
Really?
Anybody who's listening, let us know that you can hear us.
That would be a good idea. Anyways, so on that awkward note, let's start you off with some music, guys. When we come back from the break, we've got some fun stuffs for you. I'm going to start you off today with some good old classic rock from the... we're going to go back to the 80s a little bit here. Start you off with some Def Leppard, and we're going to start you off with some slang here with Def Leppard. Here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows. Sorry about our little absence there, but we got it all figured out.
Hopefully.
Well, I would assume so because I heard it. So seriously. But anyways, guys, before we do anything, yesterday was the 10th anniversary of
9/11.
I'd say let's do a minute of silence, but that's kind of
Remembrance Day.
Well, no, you can do that for this too. It's just dead air, you know. Just no, frowned upon. But you know, we can take a couple seconds and kind of just take this time to remember those people who fell. You know, because some people did jump out of the buildings as it was crashing. The people who died, the firefighters, the workers, the passengers in the planes, and everybody who was affected by that. So I'll just take a few minutes to just remember those people and especially their families, because they are probably going through such a hard time, especially yesterday. 10 years. I can't believe it. 10 years. It's already, I can't, do you guys remember where you were when you found out about that?
I was at school.
I was in grade 4.
Do you remember? Like, could you show people where you were and what you were doing?
I remember everything. I remember sitting in class, and all the staff in the elementary school were called down to the office for a meeting. They were told about what happened, and when my teacher, Mrs. Glab, came back to the class, she was crying. And she stood in front of the class and told us what was happening. We went down to the school library where we could watch the news. And we watched everything happen on TV. That was our school day.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. Mm-hmm. I remember I was living in London at the time. I can go back to my elementary school and show you exactly where I was standing when my buddy found out. What my buddy told me and I found out. He told me, he's like, we've been bombed. And, you know, me being a young kid, he's like, oh, well, let's go save the world, right? He's like, no, we've actually been bombed. And I said, what? And he told me about what happened. You know, people bombed the U.S. And I remember coming back into my grade 6 class, and I was absolutely terrified. It was, oh, I'm not going to forget it, because that's just something you always know that, you know, you can say, where were you when you found out about this? This is one of those moments in history where you know where, when and where you were when you see this. So just over the next few days, just keep in mind the families of the 9/11 victims and the 9/11 victims themselves. Because, I mean, just imagine, you know, your dad going to work one day and just not coming back.
Has anybody here seen Remember Me?
No.
No. What is it?
It's a very good movie, and you're probably going to understand because of the topic that we're talking about, but okay. I don't want to ruin anything. It starts out, it's about, it's got Robert Pattinson in it, and he's seeing this girl. A lot of drama happens between him and this girl, and also him and his father. Him and his father don't have a great relationship. And near the end, things sort of work itself out, and then the very last scene of the movie, it seems like it's about people. It seems like it's a character movie. And then the very last scene, you find out that the whole thing was circled around an event.
Weird.
And it's just, it's so sad. It's a heartbreaking movie, but it's, jeez, it's amazing. I'm not a Robert Pattinson fan, and I liked
it. Oh, God,
it, so,
neither am I.
So what does that
Twilight
tell you?
Twilight crap? Ugh. Yeah, well, that says a lot. Jeez.
I mean, I haven't liked him since Cedric Diggory. What does that tell you?
I still didn't like him then.
I said I haven't liked him.
Oh, I still didn't like him. I never liked him. But then again, that's just me, I guess.
I don't know, but it's worth watching.
Kelvin, do you remember where you were when that happened? When you found out?
I was at school.
Yeah, you already said that.
So, do you remember, like, what you were doing, though?
You're older than me.
I was in
me.
Class.
Yeah, you're older than me, right? So you're in grade 5.
I didn't know until I got home.
Oh, yeah?
And ironically, 9/11 was my mom's birthday.
My mom's birthday, too.
So
no, not my mom's birthday, my grandmother's birthday as well.
So it was something really crazy.
Yeah, I'd say. For those of you listening, and Calvin will post this on the Facebook page as well, we want to know if you remember where you were and what you were doing when you found out about the 9/11 attacks. Let us know. You can either give us a call, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Going to say that a little bit slow for you. 416 289-5000, extension 8615. Give us a call and let us know what you can either do that, you know, right on the Facebook wall. You can let us know via Twitter, email. Let us know, and we'd like to hear from you. But, yeah. Moving on, though. Kelvin, have you ever played Wii Mario Kart?
Yes.
Stephanie knows where I'm going with this one.
Have you ever noticed that certain characters always beat you or always bump into you, knock you off of things, hit you with things? It's a specific, specific character.
Two characters, kind of the same.
Well, I haven't played the game like thoroughly, but I played like a round of it.
Okay. Do you know?
I'm not.
I know Steph and I always notice.
Not really.
A lot of us notice. Okay, I just said Steph and I notice. And I said a lot of people notice. Peach.
Peach is a Grinch.
Peach and baby Peach. So Peach, Princess Peach and her demonic little child are always, always, always trying to best you and always like to win and always seem to.
Always seem to beat you. Even if it's in the last second of the race, they will pass you. And you'll lose.
Yeah, it's not cool at all.
So they are Grinches, rigged. Only I didn't say Grinch.
They're rigged. So what happens when you're playing the character?
We haven't figured that out yet. Eric thinks that it's Toad. Because Eric doesn't like Toad.
I don't like Toad either.
I always play Toad.
I do not like Toad.
I'm always Toad.
Toad, I don't...
Every time.
I can't say that word on air. but, yeah, it's... I don't like Peach. She's a peach. She is a Smurfin peach. That's what she is. And her demonic little child version of herself.
I think that the person who would beat you if you were Peach, Baby Mario. Probably. Baby Mario doesn't like me.
Probably, yeah. That sounds about right. But, yeah, I always, like, Steph and I were... battling each other yesterday, and all of a sudden you hear us say, you know, bleeping Peach. And then
both of us
at the same time, it's just, and you give her a heads up, okay, by the way, Peach is coming after you, watch out. And sure enough, you get squished or pushed off the edge
or starred,
and it's just, yeah, I don't know, I just, it's a pain. It's a pain because it's that one character that's always after you, and it's just like, gah. That's my frustration. Just, duh. Okay, I think I got that. I'm good. I got that out of my system now.
Yeah, you're good. You can be,
I think I'm good.
You can be zen now.
I'm
just
zen.
Chill.
I'm good. Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm good.
Awesome.
I'm good. Yeah. Do you have any favorite video games you play at all, or do you just kind of sit at home on Twitter and YouTube? I notice a lot of YouTube posts from you on Twitter.
Yes, a lot.
Explain, because I know you do like some DJ thing. Is that part of it? Sometimes
I like to share good music with friends.
All right,
that's about it.
It's little notifications that are like little Asian K, a YouTube video.
Yeah, it's there's always something. Kelvin is always on his computer, either Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. He's always there.
I'm rarely on Twitter.
Everything gets transferred to Twitter.
Yeah.
So a lot of things get transferred to Twitter.
YouTube
okay? You know,
does.
Stop it. YouTube
really does.
Yeah. So it kind of, it kind of just goes along the same way. It's just like, okay, so Kelvin posted a video. Okay, let's go check it out.
Yeah. Pretty much.
How are your mashups? How are your mashups doing? You got some more? Working on some more or any in progress?
I had some done, but you know, they're still in progress.
Still in progress?
I guess.
Keep us posted because that's some good stuff.
We'll play on
this
radio
show.
Next show?
Sure.
Sweet. for those of you who are just tuning in, Kelvin actually has his own little DJ production on YouTube. You can find him at Little Asian K. Little Asian, A-Z-N, K-A-Y Productions on YouTube. You can find him there. He's got some pretty good stuff. We've played some of his stuff on the show here as well, and I have to admit, it's pretty awesome.
More to come.
Can you...
More to come, yeah.
Tell us one or two things that you're doing, that you're working on. Just a little sneak peek or something.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I actually worked on some that I haven't finished on, so...
Oh.
I don't quite remember. I just mash it up on the day of. Like, I feel like If you listen to good music, you know.
No artist names come up.
Do you take requests?
No, I just mash up anything I think sounds good.
You know what'd be awesome if you took requests from people? That'd be awesome, because then you get like more people listening, and you get more listenership. That's the exact same thing, but you know, you get out there more. We'll play some more stuff on the show though, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Just a reminder to all of our listeners: we're on for an extra half hour from here on in. It's going to be legend. Wait for it, Derry. Yeah, How I Met Your Mother. Speaking of which, season premiere is a week today, and I have 3.5 seasons. No, well, how many do I have? I've got a lot of seasons to go through.
You're halfway through season 2, right?
I'm halfway through season 2. Almost done season 2. Kind of, no. Yeah, but halfway through. And season 7 starts on
Monday. You have
Monday.
4.5
seasons. I have a lot of stuff to do. Someone just pressed their face up to the glass. Like, oh, shoot, they're in there.
Oh, are they single?
I have 2.5.
Damn.
Okay.
Two Asians and Calvin's like, oh, what? Sorry, what were you saying, Steph?
I was just saying I have 2.5 seasons to watch. You have 4.5 seasons
I'll get to
watch.
It, I will. I swear I'll get to it. It'll happen.
Calvin, my roommate at university is Asian.
And she's single.
Yes, she is. And she's pretty.
Call me, 416-289-5000, extension 8615 if you're listening, or if not, you know.
Just whatever, you know. Just whenever.
DM me. You know where to find us.
I'm following you on Twitter. I'll pass it on.
Right on. Anyways, guys, we're going to take another music break here. We're going to start you off with Joan Jett. I love rock and roll. Do you guys love rock and roll?
Yeah,
I love rock and roll.
Rock and roll
is
amazing.
Put another dime in the jukebox, baby.
Anyways, we're going to get you started with that. Joan Jett. And Joan Jett, I Love Rock and Roll, here on Where the Wind Blows, Centennial Internet Radio.
We can be
Gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows here on Centennial Internet Radio.
What's up?
Not much. How about you?
Not too much.
Oh, that's good. That's good. What about you, Kelvin? What's up?
Eating.
On where the
a
console
radio
is.
Radio show.
Kelvin Wong. Tisk, 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 tisk. We'll just edit that out.
It's lunchtime. Everybody grab some food.
I'll do that later. So apparently we had somebody write on our Facebook wall about the 9/11 thing. Kelvin, take it away.
Sure. So we were talking about what were you doing on 9/11, and Nick,
Bolo.
All right,
Bolo.
Sorry if I pronounced your last name incorrectly. He was in grade 13, and he was in the library. And the librarians ran around telling everyone that World War III has just started. One of the tower got hit. The tower got hit. They went over to the Board of Education across the yard where my mother was working and watched the television with the rest of the staff until her boss came in and kicked him out. Even though no one else was doing any work, he was contributing to the problem.
Atta be. Way to be Nick. Yeah, because I remember there being quite the scare when I was doing it.
At that time, on that day.
Yes, because yes. I was in grade 6. Yes.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. I heard about it, there was this huge panic mm-hmm. that it was World War III and that it was going to be World War III. You know, thank God it didn't end up being World War III, but I remember that fear. And even, you know, age 6, you know what war is. Age 6, grade 6. How old is that? That's like what? 12? 11. 11 years old. You know what war is. Mm-hmm. You know what it is. So, I mean, you have that fear that there's something always potentially happening and you could get attacked. Mm-hmm. Especially if it's like a world war, you know, there's always that possibility. And, you know, we were all scared. And it's great that the troops have started to come home now and that's all over and done with. So that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
Happy
ending.
Yeah, everything though with happy. Do you ever read the books, The Series of Unfortunate Events?
No.
Excellent. What's that about? Books.
Are you sheltered?
Yeah.
Okay. Steph, you explain A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Me explain? Oh, God.
You at least try.
Well, it starts out with the three Baudelaire children who have recently been orphaned. Their parents were killed in a house fire, and they're sent to live with their quote-unquote uncle or cousin or whatever, Count Olaf. And Count Olaf is actually an evil relative of theirs who is trying to steal their fortune. And he has a whole bunch of crazy messed up plans to try and get their fortune. And they spend an entire 13 books trying to get away from him.
13 books.
I used to be able to list them in order.
Yeah, I can't even name most of them.
I can name them, but not in order anymore.
I can't even name them anymore. It's kind of sad, but you know, you do what you gotta do.
Well, it's all alliteration. It's
yeah.
You know, the and then an adjective and then a noun that starts with the same letter.
Oh yeah, I never thought about that.
Sounds like Mad Libs now.
Except you know, except the last one, which is just called the end. So
yeah, it's funny because the audience. What is the story is dark. It's a dark storyline. Yet the writing style.
Like people is almost die of very interesting
deaths. Yeah.
Deaths and there's leeches that kill you.
Yeah, it's just weird. Yet the audience target is young teens. Which is really strange, I find, because I mean especially with the content of the books. Some of the wording too.
I started reading those probably grade 4, grade 5. I was 9, 10 years old, reading books where people were getting murdered and forced into marriage to get money, like with freak shows and.
They're weird books, but they're so captivating.
You can't stop reading them. You really can't.
No, you really can't. I'll go to Brinson in sometime, but they're awesome books. I love them.
I remember reading them, and I couldn't wait for the next one to come out. The second it came out, I didn't care if it was only available in hardcover and it was expensive. I was getting it.
Yep, same here.
I made my parents buy them for me.
Yep, same here.
Do you think these books are targeted? Would you recommend it to someone? Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh,
someone
definitely.
9, 10?
And 9, 10, maybe.
Kelvin,
but
I recommend these books to you.
Well, yeah.
But
I
he's
know,
not 9
but
or 10.
I'm not 9 or 10.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I'd recommend these books to anybody. It's a great series. The writing's great. You know, the story is unpredictable. The story really is unpredictable. You know how there's some stories where you're reading and you can already figure out how the ending's going to be?
Mm-hmm.
this is not one of those books. Series, rather. So
it's twisted.
Yeah, there's so many twists and turns.
Mm-hmm. Just some advice, though. If you think, oh, the series of unfortunate events, I don't have to read the books. A movie came out a little while ago. Don't. Just read the books, guys.
They put three books into one movie, and it was terrible.
They smushed them together into one movie. Left a whole lot out, put stuff out of order. Everything happened.
Yep, it was pretty sad. But no, they're great books. And the author's name on the books is Lemony Snicket, who's actually not the author at all. That's not his name. And you can't...
It's an alias.
Yes, it's an... Yeah.
Anonymous. Alias.
It's, well, not really anonymous, but it's kind of just... You explain it better.
The point is that... the narrator of the story is not the Baudelaire children. It's someone telling their story. So as the narrator, Lemony Snicket, he used the character's name as the author name.
Hmm.
And now, if you look it up on the internet, you can find out who he is.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's a very interesting effect.
It is.
Like, he'll talk about ways that his life entwines with the lives of the Baudelaires and this organization called VFD.
It's definitely quite the interesting series. I'd recommend it to anybody who likes twists and turns. And, you know, when I first started reading it, I was sitting there thinking, these books are targeted towards children. The writing style, just the way that it's written sometimes can even be complex. The storyline is dark, and it's always just. You never knew when it was going to end. When I started reading them, I was thinking, when is this series actually going to end?
I mean, if it's unfortunate events and they're so unlucky, it makes sense to end it at 13.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think of
but
that.
But I didn't really know until and then it was, you know, the penultimate peril, penultimate being next to last. So it was the second last book, and you knew there was only going to be one more.
So do you think if you reread it now compared to when you read it when you were 9 or 10, do you think the vocabulary will be harder back then to understand more than now?
Oh, for sure, yes. Yeah. the story will be a lot clearer. And, well, maybe not exactly clearer, but it'll be a little bit easier to follow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've only read the series once, and I'd love to go back and read it again because I don't remember what happens in any of these books or
reading
anything.
Reading them now would be like reading them for the first time again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, even take for example. You listen, let's take the Backstreet Boys. When you were a kid, you listened to Backstreet Boys NSYNC, and you don't really get the sexual undertone or messages that the artist is trying to portray. Same with books. Maybe it's not always, you know, it's not always sexual, but there's those underlying messages that you don't really pick up on when you're younger. And so reading them now would really be reading them for the first time. They're great books. I suggest you read them, good sir. And anybody else out there listening to the show right now, the series of unfortunate events by Lemony Snicket, I don't know,
starts with the bad beginning and goes on from there.
Yes, the book titles are so depressing. That's the thing. They're the bad beginning, the penultimate peril,
reptile room, the wide window, the penultimate peril. What else is there? The slippery slope.
They're
the carnivorous carnival.
Yes.
Carnivorous.
There's a title for you, carnivorous carnival. Mm-hmm. So Lemony Snicket, check that out. It's they're good books. I honestly recommend them to anybody listening right now. And Calvin, I believe, has just put that on Facebook. To maybe no Lemony, as in like lemon with a Y, and Snicket, Snicket. Look those books up. They're really interesting to read for all ages. Just like when we take the Harry Potter series, for example, they're dark books. And then again, the books kind of grew up with the audience because it was originally targeted towards a younger audience. And as Harry grew up, the audience grew up.
And the content became darker, more mature.
Exactly.
So you can grow up with the books.
Yeah. Hmm. These books start off dark right from the start.
Yeah.
But they are definitely a good read, and it's just...
You never know what's going to happen next.
You really don't. It's kind of like watching Whose Line Is It Anyway. Oh, what a good show. What a good show. Did you know that it was canceled because of low ratings, but viewership was down? And that was an amazing show.
You're just talking generally in Toronto, right?
What? No, just internationally, the show's ratings were down. So that's the show was completely taken off the air.
Oh.
I mean, reruns still go on air, but they don't make any new episodes, which really sucks. Maybe after the break, we'll play a little snippet of, let's say, a hoedown or a Irish drinking song.
Oh, those are fun.
So we'll look that up for you. And we're going to have some fun here. Mm-hmm. And anyways, we're going to take you to some more music. The time is now 2:17 here in sunny Toronto, Ontario. And the weather's beautiful. It really is.
And it's hot in here. Get us some AC.
We'll open the door in a little bit and we'll crank the music down so we're not disturbing classes.
Yeah, classes.
Anyways, we're going to start you off with some Thin Lizzy with The Boys Are Back in Town here on Where the Wind Blows, Centennial Internet Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows. You heard some awesome songs there. You heard Throw Your Hands Up by the Stereos. And you also heard Thin Lizzy with The Boys Are Back in Town. Because, yes, they are.
And we are too.
And so is Steph.
Yeah, hi.
but anyways, we were talking about Irish drinking songs earlier from the show Whose Line Is It Anyway. And we're going to play it for you. Pretty much we're going to explain what the show is. If you've never watched or watched Whose Line Is It Anyway before, what it is it's four stand-up comics, and they are given cards to, you know, there's different games, and this one's called Irish Drinking Song, and they have to sing one line at a time in the form of an Irish drinking song, and the suggestions are given by the audience. And, well, that's that. And we'll let you listen from here. The link is posted on our Facebook, so if you want to watch as well, I mean, this is more one of those audio games, so you don't really need to see what's going on. But here it is, the Farted Irish Drinking Song.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to a special Valentine's edition of Whose Line Is It Anyway? We're going to keep the show going with a game called Irish Drinking Songs. Laura Hall on piano. What's going to happen is these guys are going to make up a song for you, an Irish drinking song, and they're going to make it up one line at a time. And what I need from the audience is a suggestion of something embarrassing that happened to you on a date.
Farting.
Let's see if we can get away with that one. So let's hear the Past Wind Irish drinking song. Take it away, Laura Hall.
My date, she was in front of me,
as pretty as could be.
She was the love of my life.
My gas came up, whee!
It started to rumble. It felt kind of neat.
Boy, it was so horrible.
I dropped right off my feet.
Oh, dangy-dangy-dangy-dangy-dangy-dangy-dangy-dangy.
She said, what is the matter?
Are you feeling fine?
I had to lie to her that day.
I had things out my behind.
She picked me up so quickly
and took me out the door.
That was her big mistake. I started walking sore.
Oh, dangy-dangy-dangy-dangy-dangy-dangy-dangy.
She took me to the doctor.
She took me to the cops.
She took me to the judges.
Was the gas, it wouldn't stop.
It just kept emitting.
The paper said it was so.
It became a nationwide epidemic. The wind began to blow.
And now I'm world famous. Everyone knows my name.
They all say he's a coming. My passing gas is my fame.
I'll live on in history. What is a guy to do?
When you are famous like me. Oops, I pooed.
Oh, jeez, that is just, that's, I don't understand why that show was canceled. It was just.
Yeah, it was a good show.
It was a good show. It was good show. It was good show. I don't know how to speak English very well.
Excellent. No. The farted Irish drinking song on Where the Wind Blows.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, the irony in that. Yes.
Expect the unexpected.
Exactly. This is where you can expect the unexpected. Yeah, it's this is what we do. We just kind of
sit around and fart.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I swear to God, if any of you farts in this room while we're doing this show, you're out.
If anybody farts in this room, it would be you.
Shut up. Oh, Lord. But yeah, it's a really good show. There's certain compilations on DVD that you can actually pick up at HMV, and Yay. They're a lot of fun. One of the bloopers are hilarious. Unfortunately, we definitely cannot play those on the air. They're
not censored
at all. And there are quite a lot of, censored stuffs. Stuff that should be censored but really aren't censored. But you know what? Give it a, take a look. One of the guys is Canadian, so obviously it's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Canadian, if you're Canadian, it's got to be great, eh? Yeah, sorry, I had to throw in the cliche.
We all know what you're talking about.
Oh boy, but yeah, it's Do you guys have any favorite shows that were canceled that you didn't like? No,
not really.
No, Steph.
Lizzie McGuire.
That was canceled.
Really?
No, I don't know.
I see reruns.
The big one that I wish wasn't canceled is Gilmore Girls.
They canceled that.
Yes, they canceled that.
Didn't know that.
After 7 seasons. It ended off in a good place, but it's also a place where you're just like, I want to see what happens next.
Yeah.
I want to know what happened.
Yeah, it's always, I don't like those kind of shows where it's just, they at the very end of the show, it's just like, oh, stay tuned next week. Oh, sorry, the show was canceled. So you're not going to, never going to know.
Well, yeah. With Gilmore Girls, I won't ruin it for you, but.
What are you going to be ruining?
So-and-so ended up back with so-and-so, and then
that was
the last episode. And it was like, okay, but do they
That is laugh? Absolutely.
Do they get married? Open. What goes on? What happens?
Make up your own story.
Yeah, make it up.
That's what that's all
Use
about.
Use your it's imagination.
A, exactly.
Expect the unexpected.
Exactly.
The unexpected is always the greatest in life.
That was really creepy.
Did anybody even understand what you just said?
Did you understand what I said, Calvin?
No.
Okay. One of my favorite shows that actually Steph here got me into, I think we talked about last week, was How I Met Your Mother.
And that was canceled?
No, it's not. It better not have been canceled. But it's a good show. Season premiere on Monday, and I have a lot to get through, and there's a lot of laughs. And
yeah, another show you got to get into. If you guys are wondering why Eric always says, what up, and legendary.
That's How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Easy. That's just how it works around here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so how's school going for you guys so far?
I'm running out of things.
Boring.
Boring, really?
But good. Classes just started.
And you are not there?
Just.
I don't have a class right now.
Right now, no, but earlier.
Well, earlier I had a class, yeah. Earlier I had my first Spanish class.
Ooh. I'd ask you how that went, but.
You know.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
C,
señorita.
Remember that game called Farmville?
Oh, God.
Oh man.
Did any of you guys have like a Farmville phase?
No.
Where you actually
No.
No.
Oh.
You did.
You did.
A little bit.
That's the only reason
I swear to God that they should actually have like Facebook
warnings.
No. Well, that too.
Notifications.
But like, no, not that. Oh. Like, counseling for Facebook games. Facebook. Oh, I can't talk.
They have sex addiction counselors and like.
On Facebook?
No, not on Facebook. That would be interesting.
Sex addiction. You know, marriage counselors.
They should definitely have Facebook addiction then. Yeah. Facebook games addiction counseling. I mean, because I know Steph and I are virtual definitely addicted to this one game right now.
Excuse me, I have not played for like a few days.
That's because you were with me.
Shh.
The only reason why she hasn't been playing this game is because she's been with me and we've been chilling and hanging out. But it's the Smurf app.
What?
It is absolutely amazing.
Smurfs.
Smurfs are pretty awesome. Have you seen the movie? Seen the movie? You see the movie?
No.
Fantastical.
The 3D one?
Yeah, guys, it's really good. Neil Patrick Harris.
Guys. No. What do you get when you mix a Smurf with a cow?
Come on, Calvin. No? What is it?
Blue cheese.
That was great.
What?
You get it? Cow, your cheese, blue, Smurf. Blue, there you go.
It's funny.
You know what I've never understood? What, you know how like, when, you know, a human being is, you know, choking and their face goes blue. What happens when you choke a Smurf?
Purple. Easy. Purple.
Just because you like the color purple doesn't mean that they turn purple.
No. Your face turning blue has something to do with your veins. So.
What color is Smurf blood?
Oh. Red.
Have you ever seen a Smurf bleed?
Yes.
No, you have not.
Yes, I have.
No, you have not.
Yeah. And their blood is red, and the red and the blue makes purple. Ha ha!
It was green.
Oh.
It's not green.
Vulcans have green blood.
Yeah,
that's
you're
my
nerd.
Trekkie coming out, and you guys live long and prosper. But anyways, we're gonna set you off with some more music here. We're gonna start off with LMFAO and Sexy and I Know It. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Where the Wind Blows, Sexy and I Know It, LMFAO.
Like Debbie Fly, I pimp to the beat, walking down the street in my new the freak. Yeah, this is how I roll. Animal print pants out control. It's Red Bull with the big ass bra, and like Bruce Lee, I got the clout. Yeah, girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out when I walk in the spot. Yeah. This is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it. I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it. Yeah, when I'm at the mall, security just can't fight them all. And when I'm at the beach, I'm in a speedo trying to tan my cheeks. This is how I roll, come on ladies, it's time to go. We headed to the bar, baby, don't be nervous. No shoes, no shirt, and I still get service. Watch. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out when I walk in the spot. Yeah, this is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it. I'm sexy and I know it. Yeah.
Gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows here on Centennial Internet Radio. We had some good music there for you.
Yes, we did.
Very good music.
Wow, it's hot in here. Mm-hmm. The air conditioning is definitely broke again.
Yeah.
It sucks because we're all sweating buckets and it's nice and cool out there. A little cooler than it is in here because it gets stuffy and we've been in here for almost an hour and a half now. And yeah.
If only the station was portable.
That would be amazing.
We can do
I'm
a show
sure
in the hallway.
You guys are fine unless I take my shoes off.
You don't take your shoes off. Don't take them off. Don't take those off because that would just get disastrous in here. For all you guys listening, who's listening? If you're listening, let us know. Send a message to us on Facebook. Let us know 416-289-5000 extension 8615 if you want to call in for any particular reason. But yeah, we are here. We are live. If you want to let us know you're listening, that'd be awesome. That
we'd
way we
love
know
to
that we
talk to you.
We'd love to talk to you guys. It's we have a lot of fun here. You know, we have an open door policy actually. Kind of, even though it's closed right now, but that's just for soundproofing purposes. But you know what? If you want to come into the studio, you want to talk, or you want to just have a little bit of fun in here. Kelvin's show last semester, you had people just walking in all the time.
Yeah.
How'd that go for you?
It's all right. We get off track a lot, though. And none of our shows are planned.
For this show, what's great to get off track?
Yeah.
Because we always get off track. That's kind of the purpose.
Yeah.
No, expect the unexpected. Things just happen.
Do we ever stick to what we're supposed to be talking about?
Oh, God, no.
Nah.
Yeah,
never.
I don't think
never.
So.
We never do that. Because it's just, it's not as fun that way, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, just, excuse me, something stuck in my throat there for a second. Yeah, we have an open door policy. If you ever want to come to the studio, you know, host with us, you know, come listen in studio, just come chill, you know what? You're more than welcome to come to the studio and just let us know ahead of time. Or if you're, even if you're just in the area and we're on air, just pop in, just let us know. And, you know, if we're going, if we're talking, you know, we'll just wait till we get to a music break and then we'll bring you in. But other than that, we got to, it's an open door policy. Just come in and, you know, we have to have some fun, get some more people in here. Because it's a lot of fun. I'm doing a lot of talking, guys. You guys take over.
If you're telling people to just come in, you should probably tell them where the school is.
Oh, good idea. we're here at Centennial College on Pape and Mortar in Toronto. If you want the exact address, it's 951 Carlisle Avenue.
And it's on our Facebook page.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Our address is on the Facebook page?
Yeah.
When did you put it there?
Long time ago.
Oh, there you go. Didn't know
Crazy
that.
Surprise.
Love surprises. Well, there you go. I didn't know that. I did not know it was on the Facebook group.
Yeah, it's
nice. Didn't know that. But yeah, if you guys want to come in, you know, just, you know, the time.
Exact address, but it's there.
Give the exact address. People want to use their GPSs.
We're friendly people.
Most of us. I don't know about Kelvin over there. He's ninja, so you gotta watch out for him. You can't watch out for him, so just try.
Well, he's ninja, just don't get on his bad side.
Exactly. Kelvin's one of the best ninjas I know. And then we have Zach, I wouldn't say he's ninja. What do we call Zach after that?
He just pushes people.
He just pushes people onto subway tracks.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
Don't mess with him.
He's good to have around.
Don't mess with him underground.
Like I said last week, I got Kelvin on sale. He's a keeper. Yeah, I got you on sale, right?
Oh, I guess.
Yeah. Zach, we just kind of found on the side of the road, and we just he needed help, so he was like
he
one of those.
We just took him in.
Took him in, and Steph's kind of
here,
and she.
I'm an
comes,
honorary guest.
Yes, an honorary guest who comes in quite often, so.
She camps outside before we start our show.
Can't say honorary often in the same sentence.
Yeah. Speaking about open door policy, though, we have somebody here in studio just kind of chilling. I don't think she really wants to talk, but.
Irma's truth in the house.
You gotta get closer for them to hear you.
Well, she doesn't move.
And we got Irma here. We got Irma here in the studio. And if she follow her on Twitter, Irma's Truth, IrmasTruth.
I'll follow you on Twitter.
Did I get that right? All right, awesome. Yeah, she's and she just kind of was walking by. She saw us in the studio, and she's like, "Hey, I want to go in and see what's going on." So you know what? That's perfectly fine. We have no problems with that whatsoever. Because, you know, it's great. We have a ball. You know, we play music. We blast it in the studio, and they can hear it out in the hallway, kind of.
Kind of.
We can't. I don't want to break the speakers, but, you know.
We love Irma, but we love you, too.
Who's you?
Who's you?
The listeners.
Oh, yes. We love you guys.
The
we wouldn't,
people that you're talking to right now.
We wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for you guys. And
no, we switched times.
I have a feeling that a lot of people didn't know.
Yeah.
Even though we've kind of put it up everywhere. But you know what? You know, I didn't expect to have too many listeners for this one because it's the first time we have the new show and people are like, oh, you know, crap, I forgot that
or
we
have
this
school.
Time. School, yeah. Work. That works. School, work, yeah, right. Sleeping. If Steph was here, yes, she'd be sleeping.
No.
No,
yes.
She'd be listening.
I'm not sleeping.
Well, you would be sleeping. You would have gone back to bed after class.
Probably.
She'll be listening to us
she wouldn't listen to the show.
Or would she?
I don't know.
I would.
I don't want to find out.
Wake up to listen to it and then fall back to sleep.
That sounds okay. That works. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. That works. So I'm so tired.
Yeah, so am I.
That sucks. But I mean, it's probably because of the studio because it's so hot in
it's
here.
So
it
hot,
just kind of drains you. I mean, normally we have a lot more energy, but it's just that this is so
hot.
Bloody hot in here. And Kelvin, open the door. I don't care. I don't care if we have some ambient noise right now. Open that door because it is just blistering here. I mean, for the next 15 minutes, it might as well. And you're going to hear the door bang. Oh, and then my Irma got it. You came here for a good reason.
Saving the day.
Irma's saving the day by not letting the door bang. And kaboom.
Bang.
That's what she said. What? Irma's talking about something about
She's
iPods.
Selling
and
an iPod 3G.
Who is selling an iPod 3G?
I am.
Oh, Irma's selling an iPod 3G. If you guys want to...
hook it up.
If you guys want to get in contact, follow her on Twitter, Irma's Truth, IrmasTruth. Kelvin, throw that on the Facebook page.
Sure.
And,
I guess.
We're just going to advertise. We're going to advertise now on the show. So there you go. We got some advertisements going on out there. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that because, you know, that stuff's awesome. A lot of fun. Apparently, we definitely didn't have a lot of music this week. I didn't plan very well this week because I'm so used to the hour, and we just talk. Shucks darn it. But yeah. Anybody out there have a BlackBerry? Have you ever got that blue line that goes down the middle of your screen?
No.
Not the middle of your screen, but kind of off to the side of the middle. I don't know if Irma's ever had that before.
It just probably a blue shows line. Up in different places.
What it is apparently is it's actually frozen pixels, and the only way to fix that is to actually get the phone repaired, which but it's free, though. Sucks. Yeah, there's a crack in my screen. So I don't know. My warranty is kind of void, which sucks. But apparently I'm good for a new phone.
Hmm.
But this line is just pissing me off because it's just this line. Line. Always selling my... I sell my soul everywhere I go. It sucks. We're going to play one more song for you when we come back. If you guys ever... you guys know Weird Al. This guy's stuff is absolutely amazing. Off the hook. We're going to play Amish Paradise.
You said follow me for an iPod. Dude, I'm not giving away the iPod.
She's not giving it away. She's selling it.
She's selling it, but whatever.
Yeah. That works, too. Anyways, guys. Weird Al Yankovic, Amish Paradise... Here on Where the Wind Blows, CentennialOnDemand.com. Time's now 2:48. Enjoy.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. I just smiled at him, and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well. Cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tool, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons, but I got a cool hat. And my homies agree, I really look good in black, fool. If you come to visit, you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired. There's no phone, no lights, no motor car. Not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in an Amish paradise. There's no time for sin and vice living in an Amish paradise. We don't fight, we all play nice living in an Amish paradise.
Hitching up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy the little omelets wanna be like. On my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain, and don't be whiny. Or else, my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney.
We've been spending most of our lives.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Oops, I did the wrong thing there. My bad. welcome back to Where the Wind Blows. We're running out of time today. We've got one more song for you before we call it quits for this week. We're going to try the 1 hour again next week because I think all of us here are just really tired. But then again, it's been kind of
hot
and, you know, probably a lot of people don't know about our time. And Yeah. But, yeah, so, Steph, it was great to have you here again this week. Yeah. I don't know when you'll be able to come in again, but it was great having you down, and,
yeah. Because I'm awesome.
Obviously. Anybody who steps foot in the studio is awesome. Uh-huh. Kelvin's yawning over there. Don't do that!
Sorry.
Don't start. It's contagious. I'm gonna start yawning, too, then you're going to start. Steph's gonna, no, I thought she was going to yawn, but... Okay, I guess not.
Actually, the other day, I BBM'd someone with a yawning face. Yawning smiley. And then I yawned, so apparently it's not only contagious with people, it's contagious with smileys. The smiley yawned, so I yawned.
Oh, that's really weird. Anyways, before we break the studio even more, something just happened. I think it's fixable, but we'll figure that out in a second.
Oh, God.
Anyways, that's all the time we have for today on Where the Wind Blows. Tune in next week at 1:30 for...
An hour long show.
So 1:30 till 2:30. Remember that. Kelvin's going to make sure everybody knows.
Yeah.
And from everybody here.
I'm Kelvin.
I'm Steph.
And this is it for the night, guys.
Night.
Oh.
For the afternoon.
Have a good week, guys. Enjoy your week. And here is... it's not working. Hold on. My iTunes
Here's
is...
the song.
Here is Meatloaf. With Bat Out of Hell, ladies and gentlemen, Centennial On Demand, Where the Wind Blows.
Good night.
Have a great day, great week, and peace out.
I'm gonna hit the highway like a battering ram. Sometimes you know I wanna be down, dancing through the night with you. Well, if I gotta be damned, you know I wanna be down. Gotta be damned, you know I wanna be down. There's always gonna be some light, but I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone. Like a bat out of hell, I'll be gone when the morning comes. Before the gates of heaven, I'll come crawling on back to you.